Black Panther is a really, really cool comic. And the technology he has is just great.
I gotta ask, where does it rank?
Where does it rank?
Yeah, give me
you're talking all movies or Marvel?
No, Marvel. In the Marvel universe, where does Black Panther rank?
Ooh. My all-time favorite is Spider-Man, so. Spider-Man's going to be number one.
Tobey Maguire?
Yes, the first one.
Okay.
Everyone hates the third one, and I kind of get why. But nobody likes Tobey Maguire as Spider-Man. I don't get it. He plays the role just fine. It's dramatic. There's romance. And I mean, it's a little bit of comedy play. Like, I mean, he's a good actor in it. He looked young.
Okay. When was the last time that you've seen the movie?
I watched it. Last time? It was this year. I watched all three of them this year, like a month ago.
Oh, okay. Because like when I saw it, like those were my favorite movies, 1, 2, and 3, when I was like, who knows how young.
Oh, yeah.
And then like I watched them again later, and I'm like, what? How on earth did I like this? Like this?
Okay.
And then like I kind of saw, because it's entertaining, you know, you got like the Green Goblin, and it's like, you know, it's Spider-Man, right? Like the Spider-Man movies. But then like I could just see how like the animation, the lines that were used, like the acting. Like,
well, if you think about it, it really was like the first start of getting into the Marvel Universe more and more, because before that there was like TV shows and they were like really, really cringy. And then like I don't know if a couple movies, I think, but seriously,
Spider-Man was pretty cringy too, though.
It was, especially, but in the time, it was early 2000s, so it was just in the time. Yeah, it felt right. It felt more, you know, like a comic instead of.
Well, Spider-Man 3, didn't that come out like around the same time as The Dark Knight? It was probably pretty similar.
Who does not?
I think it was before Batman Begins.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Spider-Man 3 came out 07. The Dark Knight was 08.
Which is the same year as Iron Man, correct?
Yeah, so I would say, like, even for its time, like...
Oh, Spider-Man 3, yeah, for its time, the acting was pretty off. But the special effects are... They weren't too bad for... Because, I mean, Iron Man was great.
Yeah,
Iron Man was great. And the special effects in Spider-Man's were good. Actually, I like how they played Venom. But towards the end, I really didn't like him. Because Brock really wasn't supposed to be that attached to him. And then die? I don't think. I'll have to read up on that. I didn't really like him dying. Felt like that could have just been, you know, taken out. The part where... Osborn dies. That was sad. But then again, I didn't think he died like that in the comics. It kind of threw me off. But the new Venom, I wish they would have done it a lot differently, because they kind of put it aside. They kind of put it its own story. And it's not like really fighting against Spider-Man, which that's the whole point. Venom's there.
Yeah, and then like you could see at the end of that one, with like the whole thing with Carnage and whatnot.
Oh man, I am excited to see Carnage. When they say Venom was coming out, I'm like, they have to make a Carnage film.
Yeah, I still haven't seen Venom.
It's not bad. The story is kind of cool, but it just throws me off that it's not really matching up to what I've read about, like Venom. His arch enemy is Spider-Man.
Venom. Venom.
All right, Eminem. Calm down.
John, you've heard that track?
Yes, I have. Yes.
The first time I heard it?
Venom.
Actually, like the first
Venom,
few
Venom.
Times I heard it. Yeah, it was like I was cringing so hard at it.
Oh, I was audibly laughing.
Yeah, but like now, it's like the whole thing with the more times you hear something, the more you like it. I'm like, all right, this isn't that bad. All right, I'll listen to it.
Okay, so speaking about Black Panther, let's get back onto that. It's Spider-Man's one. I have to say Iron Man. I think I'm kind of having like a debate between Iron Man being two and Captain America being two. So I might put Captain America first and then Iron Man's the third or second. I'm sorry. Iron Man third, Captain America second. So I'll put Black Panther probably fifth. I'm trying to think of a fourth. What about you?
I'd say Black Panther's top three. Maybe. Yeah, top three. I think number one would have to go to Infinity War. I'm a big fan of Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, those are great. Those are great.
Yeah. I would have to say the first one I'd put in the top three. So, yeah. Infinity Wars, Guardians of the Galaxy, and Black Panther. I think that's my top three.
Nice. Kevin?
Yeah, the most commonly slept on movie in the Marvel, or movies in the Marvel series, are the Ant-Man movies.
I've seen both of them, and I loved them, and I don't know why I waited so long to see it.
Yeah, those are like so slept on. Like, people just kind of dismiss Ant-Man as a hero, but they shouldn't dismiss the movies.
It came.
You're talking Big Cap.
It came out, and I'm just like, do I really want to see this? It doesn't really intrigue me to see a guy who shrinks down to the size of an ant. But then I watched it. I'm like, why didn't I watch this when it came out? Actually really good. Like, Ant-Man's really, really cool.
Yeah, like the...
He doesn't like just shrink. He has, like... Yeah, the humor in it was great.
It's great. All around. Like, those movies are super slept on. Josh, you got to watch those.
I have.
You have now.
I'm not a fan.
Oh.
I've seen them both.
You don't like the main actor, or what don't you like about the movies?
No, the acting's fine. What's his name? Tom. I don't remember.
We got to come up with better material than that we know.
Yeah,
it's Paul Rudd. Paul Rudd is the
Paul Rudd. Okay.
Is Ant-Man.
Oh, right.
I knew it was Rudd, but I couldn't. I was like, Phil Rudd? No, that's AC/DC.
No, he's a good actor. I just thought it was too. What's the word? Too lighthearted. I couldn't take it serious. A serious moment in the film, I couldn't take it seriously because it just felt so like lighthearted and comical in nature.
Okay,
all the serious moments ended up falling flat.
To be 100% about the comedy going into the more like the comic book movies, they're trying so hard now in movies, even Star Wars. They're trying so hard to fit in comedy. I'm like, just. It was good for a while, but you don't have to, you know, slap it on there every second you can. Because I noticed, like, watching the originals, like, start of the whole story up to the end game, you know, they had some comedy, but it wasn't just pushed. It wasn't there, like, all the time.
You mean, like, of the Avengers movies?
Yeah.
No, Star... Oh. Avengers?
Well, Star Wars. Star Wars definitely Star Wars. Really wasn't. Star Wars, it got bad when it was, Last Jedi.
That's a fact.
Yeah. Don't even get me started on Star Wars and stupid, what's her name?
Rey. Rey.
Rey. Okay. Rey was okay, but the one with Finn, what's her name?
Oh,
like, that had like no purpose in the plot at all.
Yeah.
Except for like to screw up the mission.
Okay. So who else thought it was like really, really cool that Luke Skywalker just shows up on the battlegrounds and he's a hologram pretty much. Like, he's his physical self, air quotes, but he's not actually there. I thought that was kind of cool.
The opposite.
I
found out that he was a hologram.
Yeah.
I felt like they really, you know, even he said he didn't like the script of his character, how he's a wimp and he just hides. I'm like, that's not Luke Skywalker, you know? That's just not him.
Yeah, those writers need to be fired.
That's not him. And I'm like, you don't do that to him. I understand why he wanted to, but like, for real, like, what is his name? Kylo Ren?
Yeah.
Like, for real, is that the reason why you're hiding him? I mean, seriously, have you not seen what your dad did? He killed innocent kids.
I mean, going back to Kylo Ren, if he would have kept his mask on for like another movie, I would not have minded. If there was like an epic lightsaber fight between like him and Mark, that would have been nice.
I hated how they're like, let's change him into like the newer version of Darth Vader, kind of like, you know, the Green Goblin and Osborn, the new goblin. But what? You know, like, kind of how like the new Darth Vader, in a way, Kylo Ren is. And I'm just, never mind. You don't.
Yeah, I mean, he's so different than, like, his personality is just way.
He's angry, but he's childish. Too angry. He's too angry. Like, what?
He's a hormonal teen.
Pretty much. Okay, I hated how Snoke died. That made me just infuriated.
Yeah. I think everyone hated that. That's pretty bad.
Like, are you serious? You're like, you knew everything what was going on. You couldn't tell he was going to kill you right then and there. He's like, he's gonna sick this lightsaber on the person he hates the most or something stupid. I'm like, really? Really? You're gonna die like that? Really? Awful.
Yeah. I guess if I were to summarize how I feel about Star Wars, it would be that it's, in my opinion, the greatest universe ever created. But it's always been missing something.
Oh, yes.
In every installment of the series. Like, episodes 4, 5, and 6. An amazing story. Great acting. But the effects, they're just not there. Super cheesy.
Okay.
Yeah. No problem with that because of the time.
Everyone stop listening to the podcast right now.
No, I have no beef with that. I have absolutely no beef with that. My beef is with now, after episodes 1, 2, and 3, which, yeah, we all know the problems those had. Now we're over at episode 7 and episode 8. And we have...
Don't forget Rogue One, that's in between. Solo.
I'm not counting those. Just 7 and 8. Have all the effects to make an amazing movie, and the writing, it just goes down the toilet.
Yes, I'm feeling you. I hate how they just make effects save the day in a way, but a movie shouldn't be based around effects. It should be based around the script, like the story, the acting.
They took the Marvel formula,
yes,
and tried to apply it to Star Wars.
That's why they bought Marvel, was
a classic, and they tarnished the name.
That was a great
Marvel,
way of putting that.
It's a comic book movie. It's geared towards kids. I mean, we're all adults and we like it, obviously, but the fact is, it's geared towards kids. Star Wars, it already has this cult following similar to Marvel, but it's an older audience. Everyone who saw episodes 4 through 6 in theaters, they're old now. And Disney, they just used the Marvel formula and they made a kids movie. That's what they did. They took a classic and turned it into a kid's movie, and that's where they went wrong.
Okay, for those reasons, that is why episodes 2 and 3 are really good, because
Okay. Which
minus Jar Jar Binks.
He has nothing. He could have been taken out of the whole movie, and it would have been great. I mean, it would have been amazing, actually.
Yeah, George Lucas screwed up introducing him in number one. Well, and keeping him in two and three. So, like, the action is amazing. You had, like, actual lightsaber fights that were...
that weren't cringy like 4, 5, and 6. I understand, you know, the choreography and all that wasn't as good back in the day.
Three, have you seen, like, the choreography in 3 was actually really good, in my opinion. Like, I haven't seen
the end? Yes. Where they're, Kenobi and Anakin are fighting?
Yes.
Yes, dude, that was great.
That's why that's probably one of my favorite movies.
Nobody likes those films. I don't know why. I don't see why they don't like those films.
It's like the first generation of Star Wars fans got older and they were like, this isn't what we grew up with.
I feel like I don't get the mindset. Like, they were really good. They told the story, and I see what George Lucas was doing. He wanted to tell the story before, you know, kind of felt like there was something before that people needed to know about, and George Lucas was like, hey, we'll make a prequel that leads up to all this.
Right. Like, there are very few jaw-dropping scenes, like, in the new Star Wars movies. And obviously, as a kid, you have more of those, like, with General Grievous and whatnot, that, like, when I saw those movies. But, like, the only scenes in the new movies that I was like, whoa, that was awesome, was, like, the very first opening scene where Kylo Ren stops the laser. And then you have, the Admiral in the ship who, like, goes through light speed and decimates the other ship.
Yeah.
That was amazing. Yeah. And then there was, like, one other scene. Oh, yeah, in Rogue One, where you have, like, Darth Vader going ham and, like, slaughtering everybody.
Rogue
One. Those three scenes.
Rogue One was really, really... I just love Star Wars 1, 2, and 3, 4, 5, and 6, and I kind of did like Rogue One. Last Jedi, there was great parts in it, but then again, it was just meh. I heard there was this rumor that George Lucas is trying to fix 9. Like, he's going to come in and try to fix it. You're like,
how would he even try to fix it? He's the guy that introduced Jar Jar Binks as comedic humor. What was it, the year 2000 for the first movie? Something like that?
He's also the guy who put a lot of the new effects in, like, the Blu-ray versions of the... Like, when the DVD version came out, there was just effects added, which made the movie weird.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah, there was, like, some animals added into it, some clone... Stormtroopers, clones.
Oh, yeah, the new... Okay, so, like, in episode 4... when they meet Han Solo, there's that the whole thing of
Jar Jar, or not Jar Jar,
Han shooting, or what's the guy's
Greedo?
Name?
Greedo.
Greedo shooting first. Yeah.
See, they like made his head jerk, and it looks so fake.
It's dumb because nothing happened. Yeah, it's just
One of them they made smoke to where they wouldn't see his head move, which kind of made sense. But then the others were just like a little jerk of his head.
It was so dumb.
I was like, I think in the original, it didn't really even look like he hit him. But I was like, why did you miss with that?
Yeah, a lot of interesting decisions in that series.
What's the big alien's name?
Chewbacca?
No. The slug.
Jabba the Hutt.
Jabba the Hutt. There was a scene, I think originally he was a guy, like an actual person. But I don't know if that was for like editing or not. But anyways... The original one, he looks creepy if you look him up.
Like, you mean episode 6?
Well, the one where he's walking up, like he's talking to him when he's taking the Falcon.
Oh, episode 4.
So, so he like walks around him, but there's a tail that he forgot about. And he, and he walked through it in the originals, and they made it to where he hovered over it. Like, you could totally tell it was so fake. He walked,
yeah, I just looked
he
up like, some pictures.
He walks straight, and like he just boop and goes over it. It looks so bad.
Yeah,
like,
that's nice.
It made sense, but how'd it begin on Star Wars?
Are we talking about movies? Something went from there. Not too sure.
We started Black Panther.
Before that, we were talking about St. John.
Which, yep. That didn't even go
along.
I don't
think we ever wrapped that up.
St. John's... That just throws me off. Every time someone sends something, it sounds like someone's disconnected, so stop it.
Wait, what's wrong?
No, you're sending stuff on the...
Oh, in Discord, yeah.
Yeah, doesn't he look creepy?
He actually does.
Like, he looks better as a puppeteer than... Then whatever that is. That is animated. Did anyone not like how Chewbacca was, like, brought into Han Solo? The Solo story? Star Wars story?
The Solo movie?
Yes.
That one was where he joined up? Or, wait, how was it again?
Okay, so he gets sent... He gets sent into this, cage, I guess, where Chewbacca lives. Not lives, but they are holding him prisoner.
Yeah.
Like, that's where they hold their prisoners, yes. And then Chewbacca eats him.
We saw it, John.
Yeah, okay, I was trying to refresh this.
Yeah, yeah.
But I didn't even finish the movie.
I had
did
to
fall asleep or did you leave?
No. I watched the beginning, and then I kind of got bored. And I told Kevin this, and he told me that I had to finish it. So then I go back to finish it. What? I get halfway through the movie, and then I just turn it off because I got bored again.
Wait, I told you you had to finish it?
Yeah, you told me that it gets better and that I should finish it.
I don't even remember the movie. That's how memorable it was. Like, the ending.
Yeah. Honestly, I could care less about a Han Solo movie.
I want to see a Boba Fett.
They're making a Boba Fett TV show.
No. Ooh. No. Just making a movie.
Weren't they also going to make an Obi-Wan movie?
Did you guys ever hear about that? That was a possibility, but this one guy, he's making a fan film of Obi-Wan. It's the guy who does impressions. Ewan McGregor? It's Jamie Costo, or Costa. Oh. He's making a fan film. That's supposed to be about Obi-Wan. It's called Kenobi.
Oh, okay.
So it actually looks really good. He plays Harrison. Not Harrison. He plays like Obi-Wan Kenobi. His voice and he looks just like a younger version.
You're gonna say he plays Harrison Ford?
I did. He does do impressions of Harrison Ford, but I was yeah. Because he looks like Harrison Ford.
Oh, I see. The Mandalorian TV series. Interesting.
What is this?
It's a thing. I think they paid for 10 episodes so far.
That might be cool, but I don't know. I was thinking of more of a film, but you know, it might be cool like to make it go on. It could be cool to see him.
I don't know what network picked this up. It would be cool if it was like HBO or something.
Yes.
I know it's not, but that would be cool.
Yeah, because I think all anyone buys or all anyone gets with HBO or watches is just Game of Thrones. Yeah. Isn't that HBO?
Yes. Yep. Never seen it.
Me either.
Same here.
It's not really many TV shows I watch anymore. I heard the Umbrella Academy is supposed to be good.
Yeah, I meant to check that out.
I'm going for
the series right now.
What was that one TV show we were watching at your house? That was pretty good. Not TV show, but Netflix series.
Black Mirror?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It's a good show.
It's really good.
You finished it now?
No.
I was gonna say that was quick.
No, I said it's really good.
It's not too long.
No, it's not, because they only have like 4 episodes per season, which was weird. Why would you make a new season? But unless it's just
it's like the same thing with Sherlock, though.
What's Sherlock?
The TV series?
Oh.
You don't know about Sherlock?
Oh, I know about Sherlock. I've never watched it.
Yeah, I was just commenting. It's like the same kind of idea. They only have a few episodes per season.
I swear there's like more than one TV show of Sherlock. I swear there is. Maybe I'm thinking about movies. There's a couple movies.
There's several different types of movies. Like you have the Robert Downey Jr. You had the
Will Ferrell.
No. Will Ferrell, yeah. I heard that was awful. I heard people were leaving. Like,
yeah, my friend left during the movie.
They said it was just too much. Like, they were just trying to throw in so many jokes at once, and it wasn't funny. It just, they're trying too hard.
That's unfortunate.
I'm like, Will Ferrell's great, and the dynamic duo. I mean, come on.
Yep.
All I can think about is them two.
Yeah,
you're on fire, Ricky Bobby.
Staying on the topic of comedy and Netflix, I heard Kevin Hart has a special coming this month or next month.
Oh, interesting.
Yes, I saw that.
Do you mean a special, like a movie or a comedy special, like stand-up?
Yeah, stand-up.
Stand-up, okay. Have you guys seen his stand-up?
Yeah, I've seen a couple.
Up until this point, I haven't been a fan.
I haven't either.
His stand-up, like he acts so different to me in his stand-up versus
his movies.
Acting in movies, yes. And all that.
He's funnier in his movies than he is on his stand-up, in my opinion.
Yeah. He has a couple movies that are funny, a couple movies that aren't.
what was the one where he goes to school? Night School. That was had funny parts in it, but it was just another movie.
Yeah, it was just another movie.
But Ride Along was pretty good.
Ride Along was good. I think the last movie from him that I liked.
That was good.
Ride Along.
Jumanji.
That was actually pretty funny. I didn't think.
Which one?
The Jumanji. The new one.
Oh, of course. Yeah. That was the old good.
One. I like how they made it to where it was a video game, which actually was really cool. I didn't know how they were going to portray the story after the original Jumanji. Like, how do you top that? Like, how do you go off of that?
Yeah, I thought they did pretty good.
Rest in peace, Robin Williams.
RIP.
Complete silence.
Yep.
I need complete silence.
Okay, Jonah Hill.
Okay, so F. So I am kind of wanting and kind of not wanting to see a 23 or
no,
why not?
Wait, a 23 what?
23 Jump Street.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought you were gonna say.
I think they ended it on a good note.
Yep.
Oh, I love both of them. The first one was just a lot better than the second one, but I love both of them.
Yeah, because the second one was just a rehash of the first one.
Well, yeah, because they even said that in the movie. It's like, it's the exact same thing.
Yeah. The first one's a classic. I've seen that so many times.
Fringe.
I think that's like one of the only Channing Tatum movies that I've seen.
You haven't seen Magic Mike, dude? Series. What's wrong with you?
Besides...
Dude, they're great. They're great.
I mean, I've seen White House Down.
That was good.
Like, those are like the only three.
That was good. That's not what Jamie Foxx is, it?
It is.
It is. Okay, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. And didn't they make like another version? Like in the Great Britain or something like that? Or UK? They made like some other kind of like spinoff, didn't they?
I know what you're talking about. White House Down.
Yeah, or no, wait, it was something. No, maybe it wasn't Europe. It was like Something Has Fallen.
London Has Fallen, dude. That's
Okay. London Has Fallen. The yeah, there we go.
Because that was already a thing. That was there was London Has Fallen, and there was something else before that.
Columbus.
Columbus.
Is that something familiar?
I'll look up London Has Fallen. Bring up probably both.
Nope, not Columbus. I don't know what I'm thinking about. Olympus, not
Olympus.
Columbus.
Columbus.
Columbus. Sounded similar.
That's.
And then there's another one coming out in 2019. Angel Has Fallen.
I haven't seen Olympus
with Morgan Freeman.
Oh, Morgan Freeman. He's great.
What a guy.
What a guy. I just want him to read every book for me that I want to read, but I don't want to read at the same time. I just want him to narrate it.
Oh, it's also gonna have Gerard Butler from 300, and then you got Jada Pinkett Smith from the Matrix series, and she voice acted in Madagascar. Who knew?
Oh, those are good movies. I didn't like 3. 3 was kind of stupid.
You talking about Madagascar, or are you talking about The Matrix?
I've never seen The Matrix all the way through.
Oh, okay. I guess.
No, I'm talking about Madagascar. I'm sorry. I'm talking about Madagascar. Okay, I guess okay. I should have. No, I didn't like 3 at all.
What world is this where you haven't seen The Matrix all the way through, but you've seen the entire Madagascar trilogy?
Are there only 3 movies now? I thought there were more.
I don't know.
There's Penguin. There was used to be the Penguin show or whatever. Well, Penguins of Madagascar show.
The Penguins movie, if I remember correctly, that was pretty entertaining.
It wasn't bad. I watched it. I have The Matrix. Yeah, I have the movie, and I just really haven't watched it.
It's a classic, dude.
No.
Isabel liked it.
There's some movies I really want to watch one day, and I'll just go with that. But if I'm not like really in the mood to watch it, I won't like it. If I watch it, I'm not in the mood for it. Like
what movies?
Uh-huh.
Like what movies?
Well, just any movie. Like if I pick up a movie, I'm like, you know, I've been wanting to see this, but I'm not really in the mood for it, but I'll watch it anyways. I guess I don't like it as much as if I actually really wanted to see it. It doesn't have to be a specific movie.
There's definitely some specific movies that fall under that category, though. For me, Lord of the Rings.
Okay. I told myself I really need to watch the whole series. I want to watch... they say to watch The Hobbit first. I don't know what to do.
You haven't seen the whole series?
No.
Whoa.
Which movies have you seen?
The first one.
That's it?
Yes.
Oh, we gotta watch that.
I know.
When you come over, because Isabel, she hasn't seen it either.
But they say to watch The Hobbit first.
No.
Well, because The Hobbit came before Lord of the Rings.
Chronologically, but it's not that important.
Then again,
I mean, like, they explain the movies good enough, or they explain the history well enough in the first film of Lord of the Rings.
I guess I'm guess. It's more me saying that I need to watch it like that, because I'm a freak like that.
You can. Yeah, absolutely. They have like all the character introductions. So yeah, I mean, if you're going to see them all anyway, I guess why not?
I freaked out whenever I was watching a TV series, and I somehow it just was automatically set on season 4, and I didn't know that. And I just started watching it without even, you know, paying attention to what season it was. And I got so mad at myself. I'm like, I know these probably don't have anything to do with each other, but I really needed to start with the first episode.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
Like, I have to watch the first one, or like the first of the, you know, order.
Mm-hmm.
Same with like the Marvel series.
What's your guys' favorite movie series?
Ooh. Dang, that's a toughie. Movie series. I have to say, God dang it, dude. I love a lot of older movies.
Top three.
Top three movie series or top three movies? Because that's hard,
no,
too.
No, movie series. It has to be like
okay.
Three or more. Let's say three or more movies. If you say Fast and Furious, I'm going to go to Mount Zion and punch you in the face.
Okay, so
John just got doxxed.
I'm gonna say Jurassic Park is my first.
Okay.
Ooh, okay.
Indiana Jones is my second.
Excellent choices.
And then Star Wars is my third.
You had a thing for Steven Spielberg going there.
Dude, Steven Spielberg is amazing. Jaws, great. The first two, great. Actually, he didn't even do the second one, but did he? No, he didn't. I don't think he did. Maybe he did.
Okay, Kevin?
I'm going to go with... Oh, shoot. I just blanked. I had... Oh, the Batman series?
That's good.
Fantastic.
Which one, though?
What?
Dark Knight series?
I mean, like the Christopher Nolan.
Dark Knight series.
Yeah,
that as I call it.
Yeah, for sure. All right. That's one. And then two. I don't know, man. I just hit on my...
It's so hard, dude.
There's just so many good series.
I literally looked at my shelf to see what movies I had.
I'm doing the same thing. I'm turning around looking at my shelf of DVDs on my TV. Lord of the Rings is pretty good.
I haven't seen it to put it in my top three, so I can't really say that.
That's unfortunate. There's a lot of long series, because like some directors or some people know when to stop making movies. Like Jason, like the Bourne series is good. And then they kept on making movies. They made, what is that, 4 and 5?
I haven't seen the fifth one. I've seen the fourth one. Bourne Legacy. So it's
number 5?
No, that's 4. Number 5 was Bourne. I thought it was just
the Bourne.
I thought it was like, what is it called? Jason Bourne films.
It's just called Jason Bourne.
That's what I thought. But bringing Matt Damon back, I felt like they should have just done that with the fourth.
Yeah, and they had to get Nightwing in there.
Nightwing?
Nighthawk? No,
Hawkeye.
Hawkeye. Yeah, there we go.
Nightwing's Batman.
Yes.
Which they should have done after the Dark Knight series, which they were like pushing towards at the end of it. The Dark Knight Rises, that was pretty much what was going on.
Yeah.
I believe.
Okay, so to finish up my list real quick, I'd probably go with number 2 would probably be, I'm going to say Rocky. And then 3 would probably be Die Hard, maybe.
Ooh, another film series I haven't watched all the way through.
I was thinking of Rocky for my list. I'm not too sure about Die Hard. First one's amazing.
Yeah, they're mainly because of the number 1.
Yeah, but 2 and 3? No, I'm not rocking with that.
Okay.
But Rocky for sure.
How many are there?
If you don't count Creed, there's 6.
They came out with the Creed 2, right? Or are they coming out with a Creed?
Yes, they came.
It's
came
up. Out with I haven't it. Seen it yet.
Yeah.
Okay. All
right. So, Josh, you got Rocky. What else you got in there?
But you already said Rocky, so I'll try to make a list different than.
No, you don't. Okay. I guess if you want to, I was thinking the same thing with Jurassic Park, because like the number 3 was my favorite one with the pterodactyls when I first saw that when I was like a little kid.
Okay, I'm the opposite. Well, no, actually, I like the second one, but you know, it was just felt weird without Dr. Grant.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was just what is his name? Can't remember his name. Anyways, proceed.
Man.
There's too many.
This is hard. Yeah, you guys already named all the good ones. Okay, I'll just make a list. True to
the Shrek series.
Lord of the Rings would definitely be number one.
Mm.
Mm. Number two. Another good movie series. Man, you guys really listed it.
Yep. National Treasure.
Oh my god.
Something
you I have
guys
to see another movie made with him running.
The Matrix.
And screaming.
Yeah. Matrix, okay.
Number three. Oh, Toy Story. That would be, that's ooh, a really solid
choice. Yeah, yeah. When is number four coming out? Like July, June?
Is it this year?
Yeah.
Wait.
I thought it was next year.
I thought it was this year.
I'm looking it up.
Probably this next year.
2019? June 21st.
What is it going to be? You know, like.
And then don't even get started on Aladdin. Ooh. Oh, boy.
I'm excited to see Dumbo.
Wait, they're making a Dumbo movie?
Live action, yep.
Whoa.
This year?
Yes.
I can't wait for that. The scene with the. What was that scene that was like always super trippy? In Dumbo.
I know what you're
you guys know what I'm talking about?
When they're all drunk.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll do that. you guys have like have you guys watched the like what is his name? Pinocchio. Like
oh yeah,
they
that's
literally
a
they literally they literally they go to this factory for kids smoking cigars or cigarettes and cigars.
Isn't it supposed to be the island? It's called the Island of Pleasure or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, I think so.
There was a theory done on that by MatPat over at Film Theorists. He's on YouTube. But like his whole theory on that was that there was like a lot of child trafficking going on where they were like selling kids and stuff. And so like the guy in charge of Pleasure Island, he was like making a boatload of money on that, just like human trafficking.
Well, wasn't that what it was? Get all the kids there to do all this stuff and then they were sending them out. I can't remember.
Is that what it was supposed to be?
You know what year Pinocchio was filmed?
What year?
Why it was filmed?
1940.
Holy crap.
Whoa.
That's a long time ago.
No way. Dang. Wait, what's the 2002 film? What in the world?
There is? I wouldn't watch it. There is. Is it alive? It's alive. It's a real life version.
That is weird.
Yeah, it's weird. I didn't put this in my top three, but I really do like it. It's Back to the Future.
Never seen it.
Oh, dude. They're so good. That's what the meme is. Every time you send, or we that's the thing we do on Facebook. Every time we've seen a meme, we literally use that GIF or JIF or however everybody wants to say it.
GIF.
Dot. You know what I'm talking about, Josh? The one I've seen this already?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's Back to the Future.
You always send that.
Marty McFly.
Oh, I have no idea which one you're talking about. I'm looking up the GIFs from Back to the Future.
Just look up
this, hey, I've seen this already. Like, it just aired. How have you seen it? I mean, come on. The famous DeLorean. You guys don't know about that?
Oh, I know about the DeLorean.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to.
The car that sucks in real life. The car that yeah. sucks in real life, but then again, it looks really cool.
That's
Isn't that the first car they invented? They came up with the wing doors.
Yeah.
Oh, was it? Okay. I know there was huge inspiration, not only for hoverboards, which was ended up being like a big flop because no one could replicate it, so they just made ones with wheels and called them hovering. But besides that, you had the laces,
yes.
The self-lacing shoes.
Yes.
That was huge.
Yes.
And it's like it's actually still really popular where shoe companies are coming out with self-lacing shoes. My cousin,
he wanted to get there. That was a great idea. That was like beautiful.
Yeah. And I haven't tried them on personally, but like it seems like a pretty cool idea until you look at the price tag and it's like,
yeah, it's going to be really
$500 for a pair of those. Then you got to recharge your shoes and all that.
That's nothing compared to the like original Nike ones from Back to the Future. Those are tens of thousands of dollars. Yeah.
Off the topic, but speaking about movies. Okay, so the Thor series.
Ooh, Thor Ragnarok. Awesome.
Amazing. We could have done away with 2.
I've never even seen it because I heard that it was not so good.
Which one?
2. Dark World.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even bother with it.
The ending of it was cool when Loki dies. Spoiler. Dies. Air quotes.
I was going to say.
But the first one and then Ragnarok would have been great. In my opinion, I think that would have been great. But then again, you know, the story probably wouldn't fit.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like the Dark World. And all the movies that we discussed, I hope you guys seen them already, so we didn't spoil anything.
I mean, we also talked about like super old movies.
Yes.
So if like spoilers, I mean, that's kind of a thing already on the internet.
Yeah. If you haven't seen Star Wars or Lord of the Rings,
you're just hiding under a rock.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Punch yourself in the face.
Oh, I'm cutting that out. Okay. Actually, I might just leave that in. Just a little bit of comment. Okay, we got to end this somewhere. So I don't know how we're going to do this outro. Whatever you guys want to do.
You don't have an outro?
No. Peace. No one has an outro. Peace.
Bye, everybody.
Hey, okay. This is the sex part I put there. See you later.
That was a nice outro. You got that.